This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's Victory Day in Russia, marking the defeat of the Nazis in World War II. And today, President Putin says the Russians had to go into Ukraine to ward off a potential threat.
Уважаемые граждане России, дорогие ветераны.
He spoke at a military parade on Red Square. The AP's Charles Ledesma.
Determined to show success in a war now into its 11th week, Russian troops have pummeled a seaside steel mill where an estimated 2,000 Ukrainian fighters are making their last stand. The mill's the only part of the city not overtaken by the invaders. Its defeat would deprive Ukraine of a vital port and allow Russia to establish a land corridor to the Crimean Peninsula. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Celebrity chef Mario Batali's trial opens today in Boston. He's accused of forcibly kissing and groping a woman after taking a selfie with her at a Boston restaurant in 2017. He's pleaded not guilty. The Biden administration's announcing that 20 internet companies will provide discounted services to low-income Americans, AT&T and Verizon among them. The price of gas keeps going up. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
As people are making plans for their Memorial Day getaways, they might be factoring in the higher cost of gasoline. The average price of regular grade has accelerated 15 cents a gallon in the past 2 weeks to $4.38. And diesel is $5.58 a gallon, says fuel industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Three people shot dead and three others wounded at a condo complex in the Atlanta area last night. No immediate arrests. This is AP News. An indictment in a New York City subway attack. The AP's Julie Walker reports.
The man accused of shooting up a New York City subway train last month has been indicted by a federal grand jury. The panel charged 62-year-old Frank James with committing a terrorist attack and other crimes. He faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. Authorities say on April 12th, James set off a smoke device on a Brooklyn train, then opened fire, injuring nearly two dozen, 10 of them by gunshots. The attack rattled a city already experiencing a rise in violent crime, especially on the subways. He was arrested the next day. A motive is unclear, but in numerous online postings, James, who is black, made bigoted remarks about people of various backgrounds and rallied against New York City's mayor, also complaining about mental health care he received in the city years ago. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.